I feel like a man. It's going to be Christmas for man. Okay, this is not a Christmas man law, but it applies 364 days out of the year. A head nod is an acceptable way to greet another guy when simply walking past. No words are needed to be said. An upward nod is for friends. A downward nod is for a fellow man. Stranger. Right. Stranger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
As
visual.
Demonstrated.
Visual, yeah. You needed to see that.
So if you lift your head up and you don't know him, you might, you know, be sending the wrong signal. Bombs.
Yeah.
So,
body language is everything, right?
I think Fen Valley and Schmoes have some cool gift cards. I know Fen Valley, for a fact, does cool cases of wine and stuff like
right.
that. If you want to pump all our sponsors.
Right. Well, why not? It's that time of year, and their Michigan-made wine is fabulous from Fen Valley.
You could go to Schmoes and buy your grilling friend a mug.
Right.
And get them in the mug club.
Yep.
That'd be a great gift, actually.
That's a great gift.
I'll tell you what, their Kiss My Scottish Arse is the best scotch beer I've ever had.
Scotch ale. Yep.
Yeah, you'll want to at least go down to Schmoes on Patterson in West Michigan area and try that scotch ale because, man, my mouth's watering right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we had the brewer on 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she had brought it, and it was just a fresh batch, and it was like, wow.
You want the fresh
really
batch,
good.
Too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. It was great.
They did
really
that
good.
Instead of Miracle off 28th Street this year. So I think it's better beer anyway. A Miracle was an Old English,
mm-hmm.
and I think the Scotch knew more about brewing beer than the English did.
It's wintery, too. It's a stout. It's like a porter. It's a Scotch ale. They're all in that same malty family, and they're dark, and they're just—
caramelized
malt. This time of year, it's really good to have that kind of beer.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, Bob, next week we'll be making food for the holidays because we're still, 10 shopping days left. So hope you had an opportunity to pick up a tip or two here on what you might get one of your grillers on your grilling list. And what are you buying me,
you know,
Bob?
This season is coming up so fast.
Blew right by.
He blew right over
this
that.
This season's coming up so fast. I got to be honest, I haven't really thought about not only gifts, but we have 2 Christmas parties at our house. Well, 3 can – we have my family, her family, and then our kids for Christmas Eve and Christmas. And that's a lot of food. That's a lot of food prep, a lot of kitchen time, a lot of smoker, grilling, deep fryer, whatever you're doing. We haven't even talked about what we're doing. And that kind of worries me.
Well, you had a little baby coming, and that was dominating the whole conversation, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, is Emily coming?
She will.
Yeah, put it on her. Because she can cook like crazy.
Yeah, well.
Right?
Have
her help with the menu.
You can hold that baby.
I will, but I know we're going to have to do some turkeys.
Sure.
And we only have 1 oven, so we usually do like 3 for her family.
But
haven't
we?
Two of them go in the smoker.
That's what I was going to say. Haven't we talked about this, that everybody likes
the
smoked ones better than the oven ones?
Here's the problem. I no longer have a medium-sized smoker.
Well, I do. I got a big green egg. You can borrow
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's not a traveling piece. Buddy.
Right, yeah.
But thanks for the
But
offer.
I can cook the turkey.
Mine is.
I can bring them to you.
I blew one of those out once. I never told you the story, but it was on a trailer. I tried making mine a traveling piece.
Right, didn't work.
And it bounced a little bit, and it just went, turned into powder.
Right.
Literally turned into powder.
Yeah.
So if you haul it, make sure it's cooled off.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
No temperature inversion. Hey, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys. Make sure that you... check out thegrillingguys.com. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. I'm on Instagram. It's something like that. And then, of course, our Facebook page is now up and running again. It's Facebook.com/TheGrillingGuys. Please send us comments, links, dirty notes, whatever you want to yell at us about.
That's right. Hey, get out there and finish up your shopping. If you think about it, get somebody on your list a grilling item. And we wish you happy holidays, and we'll be talking with you in a week.
And thanks so much, Shasta from Old World Olive Company, for coming out here and gracing us with your beauty.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll talk with you next week.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Merry little Christmas.
Make the Yuletide gay.